Dodge Chrysler Jeep Summer Bash, the event that doesn't suck. Presented by AT&T Wireless, Saturday, June 12th at Joe Pool Lake in Grand Prairie, from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey! It is 6:12 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good evening, everybody, and happy Memorial Day.
Hi, Robbie.
You're listening to The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
And we are joined out here at the Village Country Club today by the Cobra. Back at the mothership, we have Danny Paul, Kevin Scott with the Ticket Ticker, and Justin Neely at the helm today. Are we doing traffic this afternoon? No traffic?
Yeah, I'm doing it.
And I'm assuming that's Barb Smith with Trafico Trafico. Or actually, it's Tim Fields, we're told, or someone.
Tim Fields.
Rick Honeycutt is at the barbecue pit, Miss Fugazi at the service elevator, and Dave in acquisitions. None of them get Memorial Day off either.
Boy, and Rick Honeycutt, he's really having to work overtime today on that pit.
Well, we were wondering a little while ago about what a round of Ask the Nookstress might reveal. So let's send Cobra with the wireless out into the field one more time. Cobra, do you have us?
I am in the field. I'm in the heart of battle land down here at the Village Country Club where...
At Nookie Gardens?
Yes. It's kind of winding down just a little bit, but it's still fairly active in the pool area. And people looking really drunk.
Yeah, now is where depression sets in. Everybody's had this three-day weekend, and now they're faced with going back to work tomorrow. And they did most of their drinking today.
Yeah, and they're
going to
feel
like hungover as hell in the morning.
They're going to feel awful. What's up, dude?
Hello, man. How you doing?
We're on the air, so let me... I got it. That's okay. Okay, I'm fine looking for girls, not boys. Guys, let's ask this one right here.
Okay.
Now, we're wondering if the Nookstresses know the meaning of Memorial Day, right? That was the goal?
Right.
Okay. Well, here comes one.
By the way, talk to only hot girls. Don't talk to any torn-up girl.
Hi, are you the singer?
Yeah.
Hey, you kick... Your band's name is Moving...
Move Within Range.
Moving Color?
Yes, Moving Color.
Here, come over here. We're out of range here. Now, Michael, you like this girl's band, didn't you?
Yes, I do. I think they're quite good.
And you're the lead singer?
Yes.
And she does...
And Lisa. With the band Moving Colors.
Okay,
and
now...
She does some very good Sheryl Crow.
Let me ask you, you did very good Sheryl Crow.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's what he said. He was impressed with the Sheryl Crow.
Yeah. Now, let me... Oh, girls kissing. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Do you know the meaning of Memorial Day, why we have the day off and we're celebrating whatever?
Absolutely know the meaning of it. I talked to three of my uncles today who served in Vietnam. We are supposed to be grateful to those people who defended our country, who allowed us to keep on with our freedoms, which allow us to respect humanity.
I love this girl.
Well, that's a very Miss America answer.
You know what?
What kind of accent is this, though?
Yeah, where are you from? Are you Spanish?
Yes, I speak fluent Spanish. I'm from Brownsville, Texas.
Really?
The Valley.
Wow.
Yeah, a Valley girl.
Okay, well, cool. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Dug your band.
And thank you very much.
Okay.
Have a wonderful afternoon.
You too. She obviously is with it.
Yes.
No question about it.
She's all over it. Good singer, too.
Yeah, not bad. All right, we're looking for someone who's more, let's say, drunk and nooked out than that
nooked
girl.
Nooked out?
Yes, nooked out. I think we found some. Hey, ma'am? Ma'am? Can I talk to you for a second?
Oh, Corbin, move back to...
Are you losing me?
A little bit.
Okay, hey, come here for a second. Come here for one sec. Come on, it'll be fun. Come here, sugar.
Okay, Corbin, you need to move back where you were because you're really...
I am. Is this better?
Yes.
Better?
Ahead,
all right, come
ahead.
Here.
We'll try to fight through it.
Well, we have to move... Okay, well, come over here, too. Come here. We'll get both of you. Okay. Now, what is your name? What is your name?
Gigi.
Gigi, how old are you?
35.
Wow, you're 35? You don't look 35.
All right, 25.
Oh, you are 25?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you look more 25.
Why would you lie?
Why would you say you're 35?
Why would you lie on the high side?
Yeah. It's cool. Come here. Come here, Gigi. Now, you're a very attractive young lady. You have the day off today from work?
Of course.
Where do you work?
MetLife.
MetLife?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the big blimp.
Okay. Now, do you know why you have the day off today? What are we celebrating?
Memorial Day or something like that?
Right.
Perfect.
And do you know what...
We got the perfect one right here.
Do you know what Memorial Day is?
Yes. Freedom. We're celebrating people who have been in wars.
Right.
There we go.
She got it.
Well, she
I mean,
did.
You know, we were not looking for the SAT answer or anything. No, that was correct. Did well.
Thanks.
Most girls we figured didn't know that because we figure girls are drunk and they just really don't care about holidays or wars or anything like that. You think your friend would know the answer here?
No.
Get her over here. Tell her to come here. Amy, come here.
Boy, that's the demanding snake out there, isn't it?
Oh, you got to work hard. Okay, what's your name?
Tammy.
Tammy, okay. Now, Tammy, do you have a job?
Yes.
Where do you work?
I know what I tell.
Where do you work?
I work for Guess.
Okay, that's good. Now, you have the day off today?
No.
You have to work today?
Oh,
dear. Now, do you know what today, what we're celebrating?
Memorial Day.
Right, and you know what Memorial Day is, what it signifies?
Leno thing.
No, this isn't a Jay Leno thing. We're just asking what's the significance of Memorial Day?
To celebrate America.
Okay, that's more of a 4th of July type holiday. Is there anything specific about America that we're celebrating today? What?
To celebrate wars.
Celebrating wars.
Celebrating
wars. Wait, Tammy,
wars.
Don't leave. Don't leave. Now, are there any wars?
Tammy, don't leave.
Are there any wars in particular that we're celebrating?
We're not celebrating wars. We're honoring the people who fought in wars.
All right, Tammy. That a girl? Give me a high five. That's sweet. Okay, congratulations. You passed. Now go have a beer. Go get sloshed. All right? Go hook up with a guy. Good luck. I think we're proving that girls aren't as dumb as we thought.
Stunned.
What Mike thought.
What I thought? You're the one that thought it, not me.
You're the one who said there's no way there's one girl that knows what's going on out here.
Four.
Oh, yeah, there's a cute girl. Hey, how are you?
Fine.
How old are you?
21.
Is this your buddy over here that you guys work together at Have a Nice Day Cafe?
Tiki Bob's.
Oh, Tiki Bob's. Okay, now you got your Girls Gone Wild hat on.
Yes.
That's good. Have you ever participated in that?
No, I haven't.
Would you if you were asked?
No, that's my boyfriend right over there.
Well, why are you pointing him out?
She's lying.
Oh.
Oh, really?
She runs Tiki Bob's.
Oh, you were in the Girls Gone Wild?
No, we made out a couple times.
Oh, for real?
See if we can get it done again.
Yes.
Wow. Whoa, don't say the F word. Don't say the F word.
I'm the 21, the one we were talking about earlier.
Ah, okay. Okay. So you guys have made out before, you two girls? Will you do it right now for me, please? Please? I'll give you $1. I'll buy you both a drink. Just a little. Come on.
We're with these old guys.
Do you mind?
No, you're
the boyfriend.
I don't mind at all. You?
No, I prefer it. Go ahead, real quick.
Buy me some shots.
And then... I'm not going to buy... Greggo, will you buy him a round of shots?
Probably not. Just tell him to do it.
Just make out.
God.
Oh, okay, let me ask you this. Well, let me ask you the question that we're asking.
Make some whores,
some
man. That means they're going to do sex for...
So you had the day off today?
For money.
Yes.
And you know what the significance of today is?
Memorial Day.
Right, but what are we honoring?
The soldiers.
Who did what?
Who fought in the war.
Which war?
World War. All of them.
All of them? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. And I'm telling you, I'm turning away from her because she's right beside me, but this is the dumbest girl here, and she knew the answer, so maybe people are a little more aware of what's going on. All right, make out. Mug down. Well, I'm being demanding right now.
He's being demanding.
Yeah, I'm being the dominator here. Just give her a little kiss. Come on. It's for the radio. I'm not buying everyone a shot.
That makes her a whore.
Tongue and everything.
If I buy you a shot, then you'll kiss tongue and everything?
Wow.
you set up little kids.
Once again, that makes her a whore.
Now, my partner...
The hammer.
My partner is saying that if you do this four shots or money, that that implies that you may be some sort of whore, which I disagree with completely. Yeah, you're selling yourselves for booze.
Booze?
Yeah, it's Memorial Day.
It is Memorial Day. All right, so...
Soldiers,
yeah. Yes, make out for the soldiers. Prove that you're true to Memorial Day and that you respect what's happened in the past wars.
Everybody hears you now out here.
Well, yeah. Okay, well, if you're not going to do it, you're not going to do it. That's okay.
You'll do it? All right.
Here we go. Here they go. Two hot girls, two 21-year-olds. Just
now, are they
lean
really
in.
Hot? Corby, are they really hot?
Yeah, they're really hot.
Okay, lean in. Go ahead. Here they go. They're leaning in. Come on now. Do it. Do it. Oh, they're doing it. Oh, that's big tongue action, too. Wow. You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right.
I would like some applause myself. Thank you. That's good work, girls. You guys really mugged down. That was sweet. Way to go, dude. You're happening. You too. All right.
Over snack.
The quiz failed, but we had two hot girls that were 21 make out, so.
Success.
Is it all bad?
No.
Okay.
It's not all bad. It's far more good than bad.
Good.
Yeah.
Did you guys get to see that?
No, we really couldn't.
Oh, it's too bad.
Couldn't see much of anything.
They were going at it.
Seriously through you.
They were going at it.
Always do.
All right,
well, very successful venture out in the field once again there, Cobra. And when we come back, we replay more crazy stuff from yesteryear here on The Ticket.